甚至当他不想去做这件事的时候，他也会顺从。
How do I know？
可以见得呢
？Well, he hates that.
因为他讨厌洗澡。
But if I call her and say, "Angel, get in the bathtub," she runs into the bathroom and she jumps into the bathtub.
那我一叫她去洗澡呢，她就立刻跑到浴室去，跳进浴缸里。
And she looks very sad when she does that.
看上去非常的不情愿。
But she obeys.
但是她却听话。
Do my children obey? Occasionally.
差点意思。
Maybe they love me a little bit.
他们爱我可能微乎其微。
But why does Angel obey me? It's because she trusts me. She believes that obeying is best for her and for me.
为什么狗狗那么听话呢？因为他对我深信不疑。他相信。相信 Peter 顺从 Peter 对于他和对 Peter 都是最好的。
Because disobedience shows a lack of love and a lack of trust.
可以想见，不顺从也就是背逆，代表爱不够多，信不够足。
Disobedience is what happened in 1 Samuel 15.
背逆是在撒母耳记上第五章所记录的故事。
Saul showed that he did not love and trust God.
这一切都正是保罗所犯的罪。
So, let's talk about a little disobedience. First of all, the command that God gives Saul in verse 3.
首先来看保罗的背逆。神在第三节中清楚地说他的命令。
So, God's command was very harsh. He said Saul and the army were to destroy all of the Amalekites, all the men and women, even children and infants, and all the animals.
神颁布了一条严峻的命令，说要彻底毁灭亚玛利人，并他们一切所有的。
So we read this and say, why is such a harsh command?
或许你在读到这节经文的时候，会想说，为什么这条命令如此的严酷？
The first reason for this harsh command was.Punishment for the Amalekites.
首先，如此命令是为惩戒亚玛利人之罪恶。
So, to understand, I'm going to have Edwin read Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 to 9, about the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt and they were attacked by the Amalekites.
我们来看出埃及当时发生的故事。出埃及记十七章八到九节，那时亚玛利人来在利非丁。和以色列人征战，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”
The Amalekites were the first nation to attack Israel when they came out of Egypt.
当以色列民族出埃及的时候，亚玛利是第一个攻击以色列人的民族。
Now Joshua and the army were able to fight and defeat them, but they needed God's help.
约书亚和他的军队可以和亚玛利人征战，但他们需要神的帮助。
You may remember this battle was when Moses would hold up the staff, hold up his arms, then the Israelites would win. So he needed two people, Aaron and Hur, to hold up his arms, and the Israelites won the battle.
亚伦霍尔扶着摩西抬起杖，他抬起杖时，以色列人就得胜；杖低下时，以色列人就败退。说的正是这一仗。
But the Amalekites attacked Israel again and again over a period of more than 200 years.
但是亚玛利人屡教不改，进攻以色列人长达200到400年。
The Amalekites showed that generation after generation, they were at war with Israelites.
亚玛利人代代寻战于以色列人和神。
Also, the Amalekites were a terrorist nation.
可以说，亚玛利民族是当时的恐怖分子。
Their only occupation was attacking other nations and stealing from their victims.
他们的生存方式是杀戮和掠夺。
So the second reason that God wanted the Amalekites destroyed was for protection.
其次，神要保护他的子民。
God wanted protection for his people because because through his people, God was going to bless the world.
神要为以色列列救恩的计划去做完全的保障。
Without total destruction of the Amalekites, they were going to keep on coming back and continually attacking God's people.
神的安排会被扰乱，以色列也不得安宁，除非亚玛力人被除灭。Now,
when we hear this explanation, we feel that's reasonable.
当我们听到这段解释的时候，可能会觉得，这样有些合理了。And
that's our expectation from God. We want logical, reasonable explanations for God's commands, right?
我们也总是期待神的诫命有合乎逻辑的解释。
We feel better about obeying God when we have complete understanding of why we should do it.
当我们有了完备的知识和了解，再去顺服神，就感觉舒服了。Is
that always what we get from God?
而信实是这样吗？
There are two reasons why God doesn't always explain completely everything about his
command.
First, we cannot comprehend God's explanation.
第一,
it's like trying to explain to a three-year-old child why he cannot have candy every day for breakfast.
就像要向一个三岁的小孩解释他为什么每天早饭都不能吃糖。
Like trying to explain to a three-year-old child why he should not watch TV every day, all day long.
也就像和他解释为什么你不能坐着看电视看一天，每天都看。
Like trying to explain to a three-year-old child why he should not play with his toy car in the middle of a busy street.
就像他解释为什么不能在马路当中玩他的玩具车。
The child cannot understand reason or logic. Their knowledge is too high for him to comprehend.
小孩不能理解我们为什么这么说，因为我们的知识层面在他之上。And
often God's knowledge is too high for us to comprehend.
同样的，我们也不能完全理解，因为神的知识远在我们之上。And
then the second reason is that even if we did comprehend, we probably wouldn't believe.
而且我们不总是相信神的解释。God
told many of his people throughout the Bible that they needed to obey.
在通篇圣经的记载中，神不止一次地向他的子民解释说为什么要听他。Yeah, and he gave
them explanations, but they didn't listen.
他做出了解释，然而人却不听。God
explained and told Adam and Eve what they needed to do to obey, but they didn't listen.
亚当和夏娃听了，但他们却背逆了神。God
told the children of Israel many times what they needed to do to obey.
以色列的众民都听了，可他们非但不信服，还几次三番的转移。God
told Solomon and Saul and many others what they needed to do to obey, but they didn't listen.
所罗门听了，但他也背逆神。The
point is, God wants to give us, I'm sorry, God wants us to obey, not because he gives us a rational, logical explanation for obeying, but because we
重点在于，神要我们不因着解释和证明，不因着好处来顺服他，他想要我们因着爱、因着信顺服他。So
Samuel starts to obey God's command. Sorry, Saul starts to obey God's command.
所以扫罗出发的时候是想顺从神的。He
had good intentions.
他的初心是好的。He
didn't mean to disobey.
不打算违背神。
He even showed mercy to the Kenites when he was attacking the Amalekites.
当他在伏击的时候，他甚至对基尼人网开一面。Well,
why did he do that?
原因是什么呢？
The first two groups of people that the Israelites met after coming out of Egypt were the Amalekites and the Kenites in Exodus 17 and Exodus 18.
出埃及记17跟18章里看到。 亚玛力人和基尼人是头两个以色列遇上的敌人。The
Amalekites tried to destroy Israel.
亚玛力人想要毁灭以色列族。But
the Kenites, who were the people that were related to Moses' father-in-law, they helped the Israelites.
但是基尼人，也就是摩西的岳父，跟摩西岳父有联系的那一族人，他们却对以色列人伸出援手。
wanted in on God's blessing, which was coming to the whole world. And they helped Israel and worshiped God.
他们想要进到神的永世荣光中，那么帮助以色列人也自己敬拜神。
We usually have good intentions too when God gives us a command. We don't plan to disobey God. But then temptation comes.
当神给我们命令的时候，我们的初心也往往都是良善的，不打算背逆神，但诱惑接踵而至。
So what was the temptation?
那诱惑在扫罗面对诱惑是什么呢？
Saul knew that God's hope, God's will was for them to destroy everything.
扫罗心知肚明，神的命令是要彻底毁灭亚玛力人一切所有。
But the temptation to keep all that good stuff was too much.
然而想要把好东西占为己有的诱惑，却让他魂不守舍。
Saul had to make a choice.
扫罗面临一个选择。
He could trust and obey God, even though God did not give him a logical explanation for killing all the animals.
那么信靠圣徒神，即便神没有解释为什么那些牲畜不能留。
Or Saul could disobey and do what was good in his own eyes.
要么背逆神，为所欲为。
He chose to disobey.
他显然选择了背逆神。
So this is the part where Saul sinned.
就是扫罗的罪行。Because
partial obedience is partial disobedience.
不完全的顺服就是悖逆。In
other words, a half truth is a lie.
谎言都是半真半假的。Let
me give you an example.
来听Peter的故事。So
I have a younger brother, and when we were little, he really admired me.
我有个同胞弟弟，在我们小时候，他非常的崇拜我。
He would do anything that I told him.
他对我所说的一切言听计从。So
one day he was playing with paint, and I suggested that he should paint the dog.
有一天他在家里玩涂料，然后Peter对他说：“你应该去把狗也涂了。”When
my parents came home, they said, "Why is the dog green?"
当Peter的家长回家时候，他们惊讶地发现他们狗绿了。I
said. He painted the dog.
Peter弟弟说，是他涂的。And
my parents said to my younger brother, "Did you paint the dog?"
父母呢也就问他，是你涂的吗？
So, did I tell the truth?
我说的是不是真话呢？
I told half truth.
我说的是半真半假的虚话。But
I conveniently left out the part where. I was the one who told my brother to do it.
我选择性的没有说是我让我的弟弟去涂这条路。Half
truth, a lie.
我们可以见到谎言都是真假成分。Also,
Saul kept some of the plunder for himself, which is a deception, which is a lie.
扫罗私吞了这场战利的战利品，这是对神的欺瞒，对神的说谎。
So when I was 16 years old, I got my driver's license.
当Peter16岁的时候，他拿到了驾照。And
after I got my driver's license, my mother would realize when she was cooking that she forgot to buy something at the store.
在那之后，我妈妈就会在做饭的时候突然想起来说她在超市里忘买了什么东西。She'd
give me money and say, "Here, drive to the store and buy this for me." And bring back the groceries and bring me the change.
他就会给我钱，让我开去超市买他想要的东西，然后把东西跟零钱一起。So
I drive to the store, buy the groceries, come back, give them to my mother, and I forgot to give her the change.
所以呢，我去百货，我去超市买了他想要的，也把它带了回来，但是我忘记把零钱带回来了。So
I kept a little.
所以我是把好东西留给了自己，which
was a deception, which is a lie.
这也是一个欺瞒，也是一个谎言。How
do we know that Saul deliberately sinned and lied about keeping the animals for sacrifice?
可以见得扫罗是故意独吞了战利品，而非像他所说留给献祭呢？
Well, in verse 9 it says, "But Saul and the people spared
九节唱调，扫罗也怜惜亚夏，也爱惜上方的牛羊。
It says all that was good, they were unwilling to destroy.
上面说的明白，东西他们不愿意处理。
But everything that's despised and worthless, yeah, okay, easy to destroy.
他看不上眼的、没价值的，就轻轻松松的上面了。
So he was just trying to cover up his sin. He was making the excuse that they were saving the animals to sacrifice to God.
所以他只是用向神献祭做一个幌子，以此做借口来欲盖弥彰，他想摆占占为己有的事实。
So what are the reasons for Saul's disobedience?
愤怒的缘由是什么呢？
Well, he did it for the same reasons that we sometimes.
扫罗悖逆的缘由，这是我们悖逆的缘由。
First of all, it's control. I want to be in control of my life.
首先是控制欲，我想要完完全全的控制我自己的人生。
In other words, I want to be God of my life.
转而言之，我想要做我自己生命的上帝。
The second reason we disobey is arrogance.
其次是傲慢。
I think I'm smarter than God.
我总是觉得我比神还要聪明。
I think I know what's best for me.
我知道什么对我的人生而言是最好。
The third reason is pride.
第三是骄纵。
Why did Saul not kill the king of the Amalekites?
为什么扫罗没有杀掉亚玛利人的王亚甲呢？
Was it because Agag was just a really nice guy?
因为亚甲本来就是个好人吗？
No, he was a murderer.
并不是，亚甲是一个领导杀戮的人。
But Saul wanted to show off to others his victory. See, I killed this, I captured this king, and now he's my slave.
但扫罗是想要以此来自吹自擂，说看我毁灭了亚玛利人，我活捉了他们的王。
Another reason we disobey is because of Satan's deception.
还有一个原因是魔鬼的欺骗。
What was Satan's deception to Eve in the Garden of Eden?
魔鬼对亚当和夏娃的骗局是什么呢？
The lie that many of us still today believe, God is preventing you from getting blessed.
也正是我们今天有时人相信的谎言，就是说我们有时人相信神不让我们得到最好的。
And the last reason we disobey is just because of selfishness.
最后一个原因是因为自私。
Obedience is very easy if it's what I want.
当神命顺我心意的时候，这不就不难。
It would be very easy for me to obey God if God said, Peter, you must watch the Illinois basketball game tonight on TV.
比如说，神说你一定要去看今晚伊利诺伊的篮球赛，这样顺不起来就一样。
But if God told me to do something else instead of that, it would be a little bit harder.
但是当神去让我做一些我不愿意做的事情的时候，顺从就难多了。
So, what are the consequences of disobedience?
接下来我们来看悖逆导致的悲剧。
Well, first of all, disappointment and sorrow.
首先是失望和伤悲。
It says in verses 10 and 11, God was grieved.
在十和十一节当中，我们首先看到神为扫罗成了在最终感到悲伤。
God is sad and disappointed when we choose to sin or disobey also.
神看到我们成了在最终时，也同样悲伤且失望。
Second, it says that Samuel was grieved.
第二，我们看到撒母耳也为扫罗悲伤。
He cried all night long.
整夜哀哭。
You see, Saul's sin did not only affect Saul, but
others. 你看到扫罗的罪不单单是影响他自己，也会影响别人。
The second consequence of disobedience is arrogance and ingratitude.
第二个后果是傲慢与忘恩负义。
In verse 12, it says that Saul set up a monument.
在十二节中可以看到扫罗建一个纪念碑。
In the English translation, it says he set up a monument in his own honor.
这 边要说明一下，在英语的很多版本当中都说扫罗是为自己而立这个纪念碑。刚刚我们读到的经文没有办法理解意思，但是在其他的中文翻译本中也有表达说扫罗为自己。
Saul took the credit for the victory.
他将胜利归功于自己。
It's not like others who showed God thankfulness when God gave them the victory, like Abraham and Moses and Joshua and David and Samuel. They all built an altar to God after victory.
他不像亚伯拉罕，不像摩西、约书亚、大卫跟撒母耳这些人在打仗得胜之后为神建了祭坛来感谢。
This shows arrogance and ingratitude.
这证明了扫罗是傲慢的，是忘恩负义的。
Another consequence of disobedience is lies and blame.
另一个后果是谎言和指责。
Saul greeted Samuel, saying, "I have carried out the Lord's instruction."
扫罗对撒母耳打招呼说：“耶和华的命令我已遵守了。”
It was a lie. He knew.
扫罗明知道自己没有顺从，却还是撒谎。
When Samuel confronted him, Saul blamed the soldiers.
当撒母耳质问他时，扫罗却把责任推卸给百姓。
He threw them under the bus.
啊，甩锅给他们。
Okay, English idiom. When Samuel confronted him, I'm sorry. How do we know it was not the soldiers?
我们如何知道不单单是百姓的决定呢？
Well, again, verse 9 says, Saul and the army decided not to destroy the good things.
第九节我们明显看到扫罗和百姓一起做了这个决定。
Saul is the leader of the soldiers, and so he is the one responsible for it.
扫罗还是他百姓的领导人，领导人自然要为自己部下的行动负责。
So finally, denial and self-justification.
然后还有拒不承认，狡辩清白。
Saul said, "But I did obey the Lord." This is denial.
二十节扫罗说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，这是他拒绝承认罪。
And then he tried to justify his sin by saying, "Well, we kept the animals to sacrifice them to God."
他为求清白狡辩说，我留着最好的是为了献给神。
We often do the same thing, justifying our sin by finding some kind of excuse why our way is better than God's way.
我们为自己的罪辩解时，也常常找些这个借口说，我们的想法比神的想法更好。
So, let me give you an example.
我们再来看一下。
2 weeks ago, the other church I go to,was having a picnic and potluck after the church service.
几个礼拜前 ，Peter 去的另一间教会，他们举办了一个野餐，然后是个人自带自己的食物过来一起分享。
And I didn't really want to go.
我不是很想去。
So even though God showed me that I should go to have fellowship with my brothers and sisters and encourage them, I didn't want to.
即使神向我说我应该要去那里来跟我的弟兄姐妹交通来鼓励他们，我也不想去。
I was trying to hurry away from the church afterwards, and one of my friends stopped me. He said, "Hey, you're coming to the picnic, right?"
当早上的礼拜结束之后，我急忙想离开，这时候我有个朋友拦住我说，你是跟我们一起去野餐的是吧？
And I said, no, I can't. I didn't make any food to bring to the picnic.
我说我没有做任何吃的下去。
It was a potluck, so it's food, right?
大家都知道这样也是要各自带食物过来。
So my friend said, that's okay, I didn't bring any either. We'll go together.
他朋友说没关系，我也没做，我们一起吃就好了。
I said, go home and take care of my children.
然后我又找借口说，我还要回去来照看我的两个孩子。
I kept justifying why I wanted my way.
我一直为自己辩白，我为什么想这么做。
I had the schedule of things that I planned to do Sunday afternoon, and if I went to the potluck, my schedule schedule would be just messed up.
我还给整个周日的下午都制定了安排，如果我要去这个野炊的话，我的安排就被打乱了。
The truth was, I was just selfish.
事实呢，我就是自私而已。
So I justified my disobedience with excuses.
我不愿听从神，就有那么多的借口为自己掩埋。
Finally, rebellion and rejection.
最后是反叛与违抗。
God says,Partial obedience is the same as disobedience.
也说不完全的顺服就是背逆。
God says disobedience is the same as rebellion, which is the same as divination, which was punishable by death.
而背逆就是反叛，反叛的罪与行邪术的罪相等，行邪术则是死罪。
So God rejected Saul.
十五章的标题就是。神弃绝扫罗为王。
This was not a spontaneous decision.
这不是一个自发的决定。
God had already told Saul and warned him what would happen if he obeyed and what would happen if he disobeyed.
神已经警告了扫罗说，如果你顺从的话，这些会发生；你不顺从的话，会有这些后果。
And when we read 1 Samuel 12, verse 14.
我们来看撒母耳上记二章十四到十五节，你们若敬畏耶和华，侍奉他，听从他的话，不违背他的命令，你们和你们的王也都顺从耶和华，你们的神就好了。倘若不听从耶和华的话，违背他的命令，耶和华的手必攻击你们，像从前攻击你们列祖一样。
So Saul knew the consequences of his choice.
所以扫罗很清楚他的行为会带来什么后果。
But in verse 22, God says there's a better choice.
而在二十二节中，神也向我们展示有一个更好的选择。
That choice is to obey the Lord.
那就是信靠顺服神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, first of all, in verse 22, it says it delights the Lord. It makes him happy.
首先在二十二节中说，顺服是神所喜悦的。
Second, it says that obedience is better than anything else we can give him.
其次，顺服是我们能给他的最好的。
So we say, but God, let, you know, I will do these things for you, God. I'll serve you, and I'll preach the gospel, and I'll read the Bible every night. But God says, well, that's fine, but I really want your obedience.
我们通过各种各样的行为，比如说。会去传福音，我们会来教会，我们会去读圣经，来试图说我们是心向神的。但是神说，我更希望看到你们顺服我。
Third, obedience demonstrates love.
最后，顺服佐证了我们的爱。
My dog Angel is a good example of that.
安狗狗是一个很好的例子。
But an even better example of that was our Lord Jesus.
一个更美的例子，也就是我主耶稣基督的例子。
Then we read Matthew 26, verse 39, when Jesus was preparing to go to the cross.
马太福音二十六章三十九节，他就稍往前走，匍匐在地，祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
Jesus said, "Not my will."
耶稣说：“不让我的意愿成全，要让神的意愿成全。”
This demonstrates real love.
这是真正的爱。
Another reason to obey the Lord is it results in glory.
顺服还有个理由是顺服的尽头是荣耀。
When Jesus obeyed the Lord, it resulted in glory.
当耶稣顺服神的时候，最后他就充满了荣耀。
Philippians 2 verse.
腓立比书二章八到九节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
And lastly, reason to obey the Lord is God blesses those who obey Him.
最后神祝福那些顺服他话的人。
So, I'll finish with a little example. I heard a sermon in church a few weeks ago on Matthew 25.
Peter 在天教会几周前听到一次关于马太福音二十五章的证道。
One verse really stood out to me.
这些经文，让 Peter 铭记在心。
Verses 34 to 36.
于是王要向那右边的说：“你们这门我不赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；在监里，你们来看我。”
God really spoke to me was from the verse, I was sick.
When I heard, I was sick, and I heard you, this verse.
My mother is sick. She has Alzheimer's disease.
My mother is sick. She has Alzheimer's disease.
She lives in an Alzheimer's care facility in Decatur, about an hour west of here.
在离香槟大概一小时车程以外的一个叫车的地方，我的妈妈在那里一个阿兹海默病患的照看死亡地居住。
I'm ashamed to say I don't go to visit her very often.
惭愧，我看她看不起。
And I justify myself with the usual excuses.
我同样为我自己辩护来找借口。
I'm too busy. I have to take care of two kids by myself.I don't have any time, and it's not in my schedule.
太忙了，我要照看小孩，我没有时间。这件事情不在我的计划安排。
My mother does not know who I am anymore.
我母亲已经不记得我是谁了。
So she won't know if I visit her.
她自然也不会记得我有没有去拜访过她。
And did I mention I have a schedule?
我们之前提到很多次 ，Peter 是很喜欢为自己计划安排做事情的。
But God showed me from that verse that He wanted me that day to go visit my mom.
但我那天听到这个经文的时候，我感到神对我说话，他很希望我那天可以去看我母亲。
And that day, though, I had a very important excuse.
而那一天，我又碰上一个很重要的借口。
I had a $10 Kohl's cash coupon that expired that day. I had to go shopping.
我有一张威尔士百货公司的10美元打折券，在那一天要过期，我最好还是去把它用。
God spoke to my heart.
但神在内心对我说话。
So I went to Decatur to visit my mom.
我去了Decatur 去看望我的母亲。
I sat next to her on her little bed, and I held her hand, and I told her how things were going with me.
我坐在那张小小的床榻旁边，握着她的手，对她诉说我的生活。
I told her about the sermon that I heard at church.
我对她诉说那天早上在教会听到的正道。
I told her about my kids and how they were doing.
我对她讲述我的儿女过得怎么样。
She didn't understand.
他并不明白我所说的一字一句，但是我还是对他都说了。
Then a nurse helped me get her out of bed and put her in the wheelchair, and I pushed her around the halls of her unit for a while.
护士过来帮我把她从床上抱起来，坐到轮椅上，我推着小轮椅在她的看守照看院里面散步了一会儿。
When we got back to her room, I held her and I told her I loved her.
当我回到她病房的时候，我握着她的手对她说我爱她。
Then I kissed her goodbye and I went home.
我亲吻与她告别，然后我就回去了。
By the time I got home and made dinner for the kids, it was too late to go home.
当然，在我回去给孩子们做完晚饭之后，再去百货公司已经为时已晚。
But that was okay.Peace in my heart, thank God.
但那也无所谓，全使我的内心充满平安。
The next day, when I got home from work, I got the mail out of the mailbox.
第二天我下班回去的时候，在邮箱里听邮件。
Guess what was in the mailbox? A $10 gold cash coupon.
谁能想到第二天百货公司又寄了一张10美元的折扣券给我？
And an extra $5 off.
还有额外的5美元折扣。
Guess where I'm going this afternoon? Shopping.
那显然Peter今天要去百货公司了。
I think it was God's way of reminding me that when I obey Him, I don't miss out.
这也是神对我说话，他想告诉我，当我顺服他的时候，我不会因此而失去什么。
I get something better.
我总是能得到更好的东西。Brothers
and sisters, God wants the best for us.
弟兄姐妹，神诚然为我们预备了最好的。We
just have to trust and obey Him.
而我们仅仅要做的就是信靠神。So
if anybody wants to go shopping with me later today, just let me know.
如果有人想和Peter一起去购物的话，也是我们的。If
nobody can go, that's okay. I'll take my dog Angel. She loves me.
没有人来的话，我也去跟我的狗狗去。
Thank you.
Thank you.